Welcome to the Gentleman's Journey podcast. My name is Isaac Sullivan from Alpha Phi Delta. We're here at the 182nd convention in Atlanta, Georgia, meeting with the Purdue colonists. So these guys are petitioning for the right to be an alpha, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that means today. So we're going to start out just by going down the line. Everyone can introduce themselves and talk about how they came to meet Kaisai.
Hi, I'm Jordan Ranji. I'm the number one at the candidate alpha at Purdue. I'm a rising senior studying data science, and I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. I came to Kaisai because my friend from back home, he's a member of Kaisai University of South Carolina, and when the original candidate alpha was beginning to be a process, he sent me a letter that announced that they were coming to Purdue, and I knew how much it meant to him, so I decided to reach out and see what was happening. And I met with Nate Pittman. He talked to me about it, and I thought it was an incredible opportunity to meet with a fraternity that had such outstanding values, and as well as an opportunity to take a pivotal role in it and kind of get out what I wanted to put into the fraternity and meet with a bunch of guys that felt the same way.
My name is Nathan Chapman. I'm the number four at the Candidate Alpha. I'm a rising sophomore studying nuclear engineering. When I came to Kaisai, I joined about October of the first semester of our founding, and I had rushed before, but didn't really find anywhere that I wanted to, you know, actually pledge. But went to a rush event in October for Kaisai, and after that, I really liked the, it felt different than a traditional fraternity. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but the opportunity I found was also super intriguing to me because we got to build our own organization and, you know, have our own values and make sure it was, you know, a good place for everybody there. And yes, that was one of the main reasons I wanted to join Kaisai, was the unique opportunity to found.
Yeah, so hi, my name is Franklin Wu. I'm the current number two of the Purdue Candidate Alpha, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, studying mechanical engineering. The main reason I joined, I really had no intentions of rushing or joining any fraternity during college, but my high school friend reached out to me last summer to get dinner with him, and he was at Kaisai at the University of Kentucky, and then he brought their ex-president, and we had a really long conversation. And at first, I was really wary of fraternities because I thought that it was just kind of like a superficial friendship sort of thing. But when I saw what Nate Pittman had experienced throughout his undergrad, and like the genuine connection and like actual brotherhood that he had, and he was telling me stories about him going to, like, you know, his brother's weddings. He was groomsman at like two or three weddings, I think, last year. And just hearing his stories and his experiences really kind of changed my view of what a fraternity could do and like how it could benefit me. And then on top of that, to then have a unique opportunity to be able to found the same thing that he was able to experience at Purdue. And so I think our main goal here is just kind of to emulate and model our fraternity after the one in Kentucky, because they just do such a stellar job at really emphasizing the brotherhood within their brothers. And so that brought me in, and it's been a good time ever since. So.
Very good. Just as a disclaimer, we're flattered. The entire production team for this podcast is a bunch of Phi Deltas in Kentucky. So we're flattered. We appreciate the compliments. But I'm going to get into the next question, talking about you guys are founding an alpha. That means you have to petition to have the right to be an alpha. So let's talk about that. Can you guys describe what that process looks like, how it's been? We don't all have to go, just whatever, who wants to talk on it, just to the extent you wish you believe. So let's go from there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of writing for petition, but it's a lot of like going back over everything we've done, trusting that what we've done in the past two semesters is good enough for now to get us alpha status, and putting it all out there, figuring out what we want to emphasize, and then from the petition, breaking it down smaller to our presentation, and then letting everybody know what we've done this past year.
Very good. So when we're talking about petition, can we explicitly talk about the process? I know you're going to talk to the executive council, you talk to the business meeting. Right now, we are on the Friday of the convention, so these guys get a break day, so we got to get them in for a little bit. But you guys talked to the executive council yesterday, correct? So talk about that a little bit more.
I think it was really good to kind of ease the nerves for tomorrow, the big business presentation. We just presented in front of the executive council, which was probably about maybe 30 people all in a big U in the room, and it was a little intimidating at first, but then you look over at our number seven, Bill Hattendorf, and he's got a giant smile on his face, so that helped ease the nerves. We had to cut it down to like 10 minutes, which is going to be about half of what it is on Saturday. So that was a little bit, shaky, uncertain, because we had to kind of change it on the fly. But I think overall it went pretty well and helped ease the nerves of everybody.
Very good. And then just for anyone listening or watching that doesn't know the process, can someone explain how you become an alpha? So say you go to this business meeting, right? Everyone goes to the business meeting and you give your petition. How do you become an alpha after that point?
Well, we will give our presentation, and then there will be time for everybody to ask us questions, get to know as much about us as they feel is necessary to make the decision, and then we'll leave. And if we get 4/5 of the vote, the undergrads vote, and then their alumni boards vote, the 4/5 of this vote will be.
Very good. Very nice. It was a little bit of a test to see if they knew how to. They're doing pretty great so far. So then the next question I have to ask is, are the Row Conference, the Midwestern Row Conference, you guys were able to attend that this year, fortunately in Lexington at Alpha Phi Delta. How did that go for you guys being exposed to really the national fraternity for the first time? You got to see people from Rho Delta in Miami, Epsilon, Michigan. What did that look like for you guys?
I mean, for me personally, I think for all the guys who attended, it really kind of shaped to us like what Chi Psi really was and what it could be for us if we were able to successfully found an Alpha and become a part of like the Midwest group. So we got to interact with, all of the other brothers, and especially at Phi Delta, because it was there, we got to interact with you guys a lot. But we got to see that, like, how much bigger Chi Psi was than, like, just ourselves. And it was also our first experience kind of as a group together, all going to one thing. Like, I think there were 19 of us at the time, and 17 out of the 19 of us were able to just go to Rose. So it was truly like a turning point in our life as a candidate alpha, because I think going into it, people were like pretty excited to found, but they were shaky, kind of lost. Like, we were like, yeah, let's found, but we don't really know like why we're founding or kind of what's motivating us right now. We just know that we want to found this thing because it just sounds cool. And then going to Row kind of like solidified, okay, so this is what Chi Psi is all about. And then it like really ignited us, I guess. So leaving Row, we were all super excited. And then we recruited like so fast after that. Yeah.
Very cool. I'm gonna touch on a little bit more on the recruitment side. Let's talk sustainability a little bit. So say you're fortunate enough to get Alpha status. You guys are really fervent group. You've done a really good job of building something here. How do you sustain that? How do you keep that fervor? How do you keep the tenacity your group has so far? What's the key to making Purdue as an Alpha, hopefully, grow?
I think it's the main thing is making sure the people we recruit now, if we do potentially get Alpha status, making sure that we find guys with the same values as us and with leadership ability, not just looking to get people that are going to fit within the group, but that can also replace our positions on the executive board, and and keep the Alpha sustainably growing for years to come.
And I think, one of the things that we can definitely tap into is there's so much help that the national fraternity offers, and we don't want to let that go to waste. I mean, they have it there for a reason, and obviously we could use it.
Very much so. You guys are killing us so far. So let's take it a little bit lighter and talk about what's a favorite memory you've had this year as a colony. I mean, it's a unique experience being able to found, especially with Nate Pittman. Another disclaimer, Nate was our former number one at Phi Delta and the extension specialist at Purdue. And what do you think was the best memory you had in all of your colonizing there?
I would say probably our PSD, the program for self-development we rented out a cabin in Wisconsin. It's about maybe a 4-hour drive. So that was great. We just all had the opportunity I think we had like 25 people at that point. So we had 25 guys all staying in the same cabin, and we all got the opportunity to get closer, because of PSD and just being able to all stay with each other for the weekend at this cabin. And I think that was a really good opportunity for the newest people to kind of see what we were trying to do, because before then, the only other time we had something that big was Roe, and we gained quite a few people since then. So I think it really showed the new guys the what we were trying to do, and like we're trying to probably get the feeling that we had at that PSD for most of next year. And so I'd say that's probably my favorite memory.
Yeah, I'd agree. PSD was also mine, because like if Roe was the turning point, then PSD was like the peak of our fraternity, because we just kind of like went up from there. And then at PSD, I mean, we got so deep, like I think people were crying. It was like like the vibes were like, it was crazy emotional. And it was like, I think we all went into it kind of like nervous, scared, awkward. We started out kind of slow. We were like, we don't really know how much we should share. But like as it went on, I mean, we were just like genuinely telling each other things that we would only tell like our closest friends, or only things that maybe our family would know. And even Nate was like sharing stuff that I was like, oh my Lord, like that's crazy. So PSD really just was such a formative experience for us, because it connected us so deeply. And I, within a year or even a semester of knowing the guys that I've met at Purdue, founding this Candidate Alpha, I feel much closer to them than people I've known for like 10 years at home, just because of this weekend that we spent together. So for me, it's also my favorite memory.
I think mine might be Topgolf, which was our first our first really big recruitment event. Because before then, it felt like we were just, the only thing we had done together was trying to bring in more people, because we were at 5-8 people at the time. And then once we got to Topgolf, we had a huge crowd, and it felt like this is really a fraternity event for us. It's like our first real event. So just poker in the basement of a building on Purdue.
Yeah, it gets pretty real once you start recruiting guys and you get something to show for it.
I'd like to let it be known, at this Topgolf event, Jordan did throw his club onto the range.
Okay. We'll have to take a look at those golf skills, but yeah. It doesn't matter for your petition, hopefully. So that's great to hear. So then I'm gonna ask just one more question about the future. I mean, what do you want, if you're fortunate enough to be able to gain Alpha status, what do you want your Alpha to look like in the next 10 years? I mean, Purdue is storied with fraternities. It's an incredible campus, really vivacious green life, but what is it looking like for you guys 10 years past that, Purdue?
Personally, I think within 10 years, hopefully we have some sort of more formal lodge. That would be ideal. And I think as long as we're sustainably growing, hopefully around 60, 70 members, like that's our ideal size that we've kind of nailed down. Hopefully we're more, you know, involved on campus, because so far we've kind of been in our own bubble trying to figure out, you know, the internal parts of the fraternity and have that much time to focus on the external. So hopefully we've grown campus connections, we have a more formal lodge, and we're at around our ideal size. So
yeah, I mean, I think, and we talked about this a lot during our Alpha Management retreat last semester, but our goals for the future, I think a lot of us agreed that like we want to be just a fraternity that like people only speak good of. You know, we don't have to be like the biggest one, or like, oh yeah, everyone like rush Chi Psi, but like a fraternity on campus that's respectable, and that people who do want to join are really committed to it. Because we don't just want someone who's like, yeah, I kind of want to be a part of it. Like, we only want members who are truly passionate about Chi Psi and like leading it and continuing what we said. Hopefully we do a good job of laying, you know, the groundwork for that, especially with Nate leaving next year. But I think my goal is just to be able to come back and be like, yeah, like I started this. Like this is really amazing. Yeah. Us. We started, but yeah.
I would say hopefully they have the same drive that we do now. I feel like as we're founding, that obviously leads to some of the everybody wants to get involved and get really involved in the fraternity, but I hope they don't lose that as we go on, and as we grow and become more stable on campus, and echoing getting more involved on campus, and we can kind of start that next semester, getting involved with other people, building a reputation that we want to uphold for the next 10 years.
Very good. I see a lot of hope, and I see some action coming in soon. So let's talk about this, and this will be your last question. Tomorrow, business meeting, big petition day. How are you feeling? How are the nerves? Yeah. This will be published if they become an alpha. If not, I don't really know what we're gonna do with it. So just for the record, let's hope we can be pretty candid here. How are you feeling? What's going on? What's in their heads?
I feel pretty good. I know a lot of us are really confident. The EC presentation was a big confidence booster, and I know we're thankful for the work that we've done. We know that we're ready for this, so hopefully it all goes well. Nerves, I mean, once we get out there, I'll tell you how it feels.
All right. That sounds good.
I'm sure it'll be a different environment than the EC presentation, but I'm excited for it. I think, you know, we've put in all the work. It's just making sure we present candidly and in a genuine fashion and make sure everybody understands where we come from and, you know, hopefully thinks that we've, you know, done a good job up to this point of holding Kai Sai and being ready to become an alpha.
Yeah, I mean, stuff was scary. I can't say I've ever presented in front of a couple hundred people before in a room, but you know, the EC meeting, it was a good, like, I guess, like, prereq. Like, it did help to do that. It was a good, kind of like a practice run, get through the nerves, but I definitely think the nerves will, they'll be back tomorrow for sure in a room that big. And also, like, we don't really know if there'll be a podium or if it'll just be, like, a mic that we have to pass around, so I guess we'll figure it out on the day how we're gonna work it out. But I mean, just really excited. I think everyone is really excited just to be here, thankful for the opportunity, glad to be able to, I mean, cause I came from Washington, so being able to be flown across the nation just to come here and present, I mean, definitely excited and pumped to hopefully give me a presentation for you guys.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the status of the podium, but I will say you guys have plenty to be proud of and can't thank you guys enough. So thank you again to Purdue calling us, hopefully they're presentation tomorrow as well. If you're hearing this, it means it did go well. again, thank you very much. I'm Isaac Sonner from Alpha Phi Delta from the 182nd Convention in Atlanta. Thank you very much.